Brad Sesmat Show, broadcasting live from the Skyview Network studios.
Good Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Because it is the start of the NFL season, Peter King has to join us because we love having Peter. And Peter King from the Monday Morning Quarterback, your number two exclusively with us here at Sports360AZ.com. Brad Sesmat with you. Looking forward to the start of the football season with the Cardinals. What a dreadful performance by ASU. And Eric is back. You should have got hazard pay in that second half. I mean, watching it, was it worse in person than it looked on television?
Just watching ASU's offense just struggle.
The special teams were not special.
No, it was, but the offensive line, especially on the edges. No, I'm just fighting it a little bit.
Oh, come on.
Just a little bit under the weather.
They made you sick?
No. You know how it is. You go on an airplane and
yeah.
You sit next to a kid, and next thing you know, you got a little cold.
I got you.
Why? I'm not whining. I'm here.
You're strapped up. You're ready to go.
Does it sound like I'm talking through a straw right now?
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine. All right. So Peter King's going to join us here in a few minutes. At 10:35, we're going to have a big announcement about the show today and some changes that we're making. I'll just tell you, Eric is going to sit in this seat, and I'm going to go run the board. So, no, we have some.
Finally.
Yeah, I know, fine.
I've been petitioning for that for the last 3 years.
Right. No, we have some cool things that we're going to announce coming up in a few minutes, but we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. Let's get you caught up on what is on my mind in the world of sports, brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. Of course it is. General Manager Tim Hovick, man, through the years, I've seen Tim work a room when he's the MC at Arizona State. What I mean that in a positive way, he has a lot of fun for the Sun Devil kickoff luncheon. I know he's pump psych geek for the Cardinals. I know he's excited about the direction of the Diamondbacks. And it's not just Tim, it's the whole dealership at Santan Ford. Last week, I was there talking with Tim about all sorts of things. And one of the items he brought up is, you know, Labor Day is coming up and we're doing really well. And we've got some numbers we want to hit and people are coming in. It's an exciting time. It's great to build. He's pretty understated about the whole thing. And I drive right by Santan Ford on my way into work. And through the weekend, I was out and about, looked really busy. And they have this gong that they ring, boom, when people come in and they purchase that new car, that certified pre-owned from Santan Ford. Just off the Santan 202 in Val Vista, they're corporately involved, they're civically involved, a great team there. That's at Santan Ford, just off the Santan 202 in Val Vista, Santan Ford, where it is all about you. Peter King in about 10 minutes. I think I've got to talk to Peter about just the overall view of the Cardinals. So let's start there, because I'll get into the college stuff and everything over the weekend. There were some cool storylines over the weekend, but first and foremost, here they are, the Cardinals season opener with the Saints. The Saints are not what they once were, in my humble opinion, but they have a very good defensive front and a very good defensive line that I think is going to, defensive lineman, that is going to come after the Cardinals in a big way. We have said this before. We will say it again because it's important to point this out, that if Carson Palmer is able to be upright for more than 10 games, probably about 11 or 12, then I do believe that your Cardinals are going to be a team that is in the postseason, without question. I think that I don't feel as strongly about them, however, as I did about a month ago. It's no secret that the offensive line really struggled during training camp, whether it was injury, whether it's suspension to start out the season, whether it was cohesiveness. The rock of the offensive line is Jared Veldheer. Jared Veldheer is as good as anybody in his position. And if the Cardinals have him on that offensive front doing his thing, then I believe that they've got an anchor. And last year he played as one. I'm not going to look at what happened against the Raiders or what happened against the Chargers and say that it's 100% certain that their offensive line isn't going to be any good. There's questions for sure. Anybody who comes into this season saying they've got it all figured out, you're kidding yourselves. But I think it's that way with any team in the NFL. If you look in the NFC, and if I told you a month ago, hey, by the way, Jordy Nelson's going to be gone for the year with Aaron Rodgers, you'd probably be a little bit concerned. And Randall Cobb's banged up. All these teams are just one injury away, but none more pronounced than keeping Carson Palmer on the field. I myself was pleasantly surprised when Matt Barkley was picked up Friday from the Philadelphia Eagles. There have been many that have said, what are they thinking? Why didn't they keep Logan Thomas? They gave him a run. It wasn't enough. I never felt like it was enough. And so when you go through the acquisition of Matt Barkley, I have to believe somewhere along the way, Carson Palmer was asked about Matt Barkley. Just as strong as USC quarterbacks, that kinship is, and the workouts over in Southern California, and what's going on with Chip, somewhere along the way there was, hey, what do you, there has to be. And I'm fine with this acquisition. You have to have, we don't want to see what happened last January. I don't want, I shouldn't say we, I don't want to see what happened last January happen again, where you have a season of promise get flushed down the porcelain fixture because you're down to your third string quarterback and he's just not able to make it happen. You know, defensively, I feel like Calais Campbell, there's a lot of pressure on Calais, and there has been pressure on Calais here over the last few seasons to produce at a level consistent to what he aspires to be, and that's a perennial Pro Bowl player. He's one of the best at his position in the National Football League. There is no question about it. But when you come in with that tag around you, you've got to have some people and the horses up front to make it happen. Do they have enough depth up front? It's a very fair question to answer. Patrick Peterson, this whole Patrick Peterson, Richard Sherman nonsense makes for great sound bites for the local TV guys to play around on their 5 and 6 o'clock shows. But to me, it's nonsensical. I don't care. I don't care who's the most proclaimed trash talker. All I care about is can Patrick Peterson cover guys consistently? That's all I care about. And he was terrific at times last season. But there's entirely too much noise about I'm this and I'm that with Richard Sherman. Now, they're asked about it, but I just don't care. Eric, are you into this whole, do you find that whole side story?
No, because it's becoming a tired narrative. Like you said, it was really neat at the beginning.
Very little at the beginning.
But it's fine. I mean, it's good because it's in the NFC West and you have two really high-profile cornerbacks and two very visible
names. What's he going to say? I blow and he's better? What's he going to say?
It's fine. It's just the way it is. There's in pro sports, you're going to have these little tits for tats and back and forth.
I don't hear any of that coming from Larry Fitzgerald. I don't hear any of that coming from. I don't hear that coming from. And some guys, that's how I get motivated. You just need to understand. No, I don't understand. Why are you giving up big plays?
Well, some players are just more brash than others. And Patrick Pierce and Richard Sherman are completely different on and off the field than Carson Palmer is.
Just go out. When it comes to Seahawks week, I'm not going to sit here and be the guy that runs up. So what do you think about what Richard Sherman said about you this time?
Because there will be stuff said. That's just the way it is.
I mean, it's just old. Just win some games. Please just win some. I'm not asking for much. Just win games. Peter King in about 5 minutes. All right. So over on the college side, Ohio State last night did not look great in the first half, but it's a first game. And Virginia Tech put up a bit of a battle. I watched most of that game last night. And Ohio State was playing without Joey Bosa, one of the best in the business. Here in the state, so what are we to make out of the Arizona State loss to Texas A&M? First of all, when you start paying attention, if you're Arizona State and you're all wound up about what's being said on social media, just stop. You're not going to be able to control a brush fire. It's a dumpster fire. When things fall apart, fans like to go on social media and they'll say all sorts of things. So I heard Arizona State was like, oh, just tweet stuff to us. Don't tweet about the players. That's not going to happen. You know, not having Kalen Ballage was not the reason why they lost the game. I started getting some of that. Well, we don't have Kalen Ballage. When you have special teams that aren't special and you have a penalty that's really not a smart penalty, and last season I heard this whole thing about how we're the least penalized team. I don't know. Go back and look at the USC game. Yeah, it's great to watch the Jalen Strong play, but anybody in their right mind would go back and look at the penalties in that game, and they were very lucky to win. It's great to talk about in hindsight. Doesn't matter the number of penalties. It matters when you have them and what they're all about. So this game got away from ASU in a way that Texas A&M looked bigger, looked stronger, looked faster on the offensive side of the football. In certain positions, ASU just looked that much slower to Texas A&M's defense. Texas A&M's defense was really good. And when the special teams goes out and doesn't perform after hearing all offseason, there's a lot of work to do. Look, next week's game against Cal Poly, this Saturday night's game against Cal Poly, is all about Arizona State playing against Arizona State. It doesn't matter who they play against this week. Doesn't matter who they play against this week or next week against New Mexico. You're going to show up and play, but If you can't clean up your formations in special teams and you can't get off good punts in special teams, then when you play USC in a couple of weeks, you're not going to have success. Plain and simple. They can beat Cal Poly 58-0 and probably should. They should drill New Mexico. I don't care what the final score is. Are they able to clean things up and look sharp the next 2 weeks? Because all that's going to be talked about is how they got worked and really worked by Texas A&M. And, you know, I'll move on from it, but these next 2 weeks are merely scrimmages and get things cleaned up before they play USC. And you have USC and UCLA. If you're going to sit there and screw around on special teams and not have it straightened out, then this isn't going to be a good season. That's it. Not the ref's fault. No excuses. No spin. I thought U of A, you know, without Scooby Wright, he's going to be gone 3 to 4 weeks. They didn't have a lot of guys. U of A didn't the other night. They have Samaje Grant. They didn't have Griffey. They didn't have their left tackle. They didn't have a lot of guys in their game, and they were sloppy. A typical first game. They have Nevada this week. I thought NAU was a pretty good story. We'll talk about them a little bit later on. Kid from Mountain Point High School just tore it up. And Venus and Serena meet tonight in tennis. Looking forward to that. I will watch. And the Diamondbacks, so I'll be down at the Diamondbacks game tonight for something I'll tell you about here in a few minutes. Next, though, it's Peter King. All things from the Monday Morning Quarterback, back for season number 2 with Sports360AZ.com, exclusively every week. Peter King, that's next. Stay with us.
For in-depth, unique coverage from the high schools to the pros, follow us on Twitter at Sports360AZ.
All right, let's start looking ahead to the Cardinals opener Sunday at home against the New Orleans Saints. Peter King, the best in the business, the Monday Morning Quarterback. You'll see him on Sunday Night Football with NBC. He joins us as the Cardinals get ready to face Sean Payton, Drew Brees, and company. Thumbnail, is this a Super Bowl caliber team here in Arizona, Peter, as you get ready for Sunday?
Well, Brad, I would like to see two things. One, before I would say that, I would like to see Carson Palmer get protected better than he was in the preseason. I talked to Bruce Arians, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago. He thought that, you know, the Chargers game and the Oakland game, that's not indicative of the protection you're going to see once the season starts, making the change at right tackle. But we saw what we saw, didn't we? You know, we saw a line that was far too leaky. And, again, you know, if that persists, you know, last year when Matt Forte caught over 100 balls in Chicago out of the backfield because Jay Cutler was throwing checkdowns so much. I mean, Carson Palmer could become captain checkdown this year because he'll have a choice: dump it to the back, throw it quick to the tight end, or get the tar beat out of him every Sunday. So I think that's the biggest question. I think the second biggest question I would have is, you know, make sure that there's enough pass rush. And again, I mean, that can come from a variety of ways. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles have a very solid pass rushing unit with no famous person doing it. You know, it's just there's a bunch of guys. And I think that is one of the things that that the new coordinator and Bruce Arians are going to have to make absolutely sure that they make happen. But those would be the two biggest areas of concern if I were looking at the team.
You know, it seems to me that if he's upright for 10 games, they're right there on the cusp of being in the playoffs. I think you and I had this discussion over the summer. You think that number actually needs to be higher? Do you still believe that?
I think he needs to be healthy for more than 10 games. I think, look, I don't think right now there's one team in the NFC that's going to win. I think maybe the winningest team in the NFC could win 12. I mean, Green Bay, I think, I've got Green Bay going to the Super Bowl out of the NFC, but I also think there's a very good chance they're going to lose at Detroit and at Minnesota. So I don't see them being, you know, ripping through the NFC North at all. I think the biggest issue in the NFC right now, I think it's the parity in the NFC, I think, is really, really terrific. And that, when I say parity, I mean not only a bunch of teams could be really good, but I didn't pick Minnesota to make the playoffs, and quite honestly, I think Minnesota could win 11 or 12 games if everything goes right.
Hmm.
This is a really, middle to top heavy conference, in my opinion, this year, the NFC is.
We're talking with Peter King. So the running attack, they bring in Chris Johnson. We don't know what he's all about. He had a few carries in preseason. And Andre Ellington is there. You talk about check down, and maybe that is Carson's way to go this season. I know you love John Brown a great deal. You're very high on him. But does he have enough weapons in the backfield, Peter? Is that still one of the big questions? And therein the issues on the offensive front. I mean, they all work together to where at the start of camp, I felt like this is a pretty good team. As they get ready for New Orleans, there's a lot of questions on offense, in my view.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but I just believe this. Last year, you saw they caught lightning in a bottle with an unheralded rookie receiver. And in my opinion, this year they've got a very good chance again to catch lightning in a bottle with an unheralded rookie receiver. And I mean, he's so unheralded that his college program died after he left. it's since been resuscitated at Alabama Birmingham, but. I mean, I think I've got tremendous respect for the job that Steve Keim and Terry McDonough and those scouts do in finding guys. And it isn't just finding guys. It is having the temerity to say, you know what, we're taking John Brown in the third round. And we don't care if he played at a tiny college in Kansas. And he doesn't have... any big game experience. We're going to put him out there and let him run under the ball from Carson Palmer. Well, you know, I'll just say this. They've got two of those guys right now who you can put out there and who can run under the balls from Carson Palmer. And then I think you've got a good intermediate game. Nobody remembers that Larry Fitzgerald led this team in receiving last year, and I think he had 15 more catches than anybody else. It's almost like he's a ghost. Where people just forget about him. This is as reliable a receiver as there is in the NFL. So I'm not too concerned about that. And as far as the running backs go, you know, to me, the one thing about the running game that we've seen in the last few years, maybe going back to the Mike Shanahan Broncos, is that you can invent a running game every year. The most important thing is to have the offensive front to be able to allow you to invent that running game. And the way I look at this team right now, the Chris Johnson signing was a good signing because Johnson is determined to come in and say, people are shoveling dirt on the top of my career, and by the end of this year, I'm going to be a number one running back for a playoff team. I know that's the thought going through his mind. So I think you've got a guy there who is determined to show people that he's got a couple of really good football years left.
Well, and you talked about J.J. Nelson earlier and just his abilities. I think that's one that is intriguing. There's no question Steve Keim has been aggressive out here, something that we weren't used to seeing before he took over. And they're not afraid to make moves. They've made plenty of them. The Matt Barkley trade last week, what were your thoughts on that?
That I think the biggest thing with Barkley is very simple, if you're Bruce Arians, you say to yourself, I need to have, there's a decent chance that my number one quarterback isn't going to play 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make sure that if we go to the backup, that I can trust the backup. Now, I think he has a good degree of trust in Drew Stanton. But after that, especially with the way last year you saw that Drew Stanton was blitzed and harassed and, by defenses that wanted to pressure him. When you pressure a quarterback, you could hit receivers downfield, and that's a good thing, but you can also get the quarterback hit a lot. You can get the quarterback hurt a lot. So when I look at it, I just say that I think the idea with getting Matt Barkley was a very, very simple idea. We don't trust our third quarterback. Carson Palmer and Barkley have a good connection. And to me, I think that this is something. I think Barkley's going to come in and get respect from that locker room quickly. He's a very serious guy. He's a student of football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to be ready to play and play at a higher level than the threes were last year for Arizona.
Talking with Peter King, the MMQB. Before I let you go, Cardinals, Saints. Let's talk about New Orleans for a minute. What do you expect out of the Saints on Sunday?
One of the strangest roster things I saw around the cutdown. I don't know if you noticed this, but on their 53-man roster, the New Orleans State that they announced, you know, right when the cuts happened, they had four undrafted free agent rookie defensive linemen. I don't think I have ever seen in my life one position group at the 53-man cutdown ever have four undrafted rookies on it. And it just says to me that, look, you know, they cut Stanley Jean-Baptiste, the corner, the tall 6'3" corner. He just wasn't fast enough. He wasn't quick twitch enough to play corner in the NFL, according to, you know, the people who saw him and watched him a lot. So they're not afraid to make moves that are tough moves. But I think the one thing that would concern me about this Saints team, it's not going to concern me how they replace Jimmy Graham. I think they're going to be fine at tight end. I think they're going to be good enough at wide receiver. Their running game will be fine. They're going to score points. The problem is, especially against a team with an explosive offense, can they cover anybody? And I have extreme doubts. I mean, if I had a fantasy football team, I might want Carson Palmer to be my guy this weekend, because I just don't think this team is going to be able to rush the passer well enough, and I don't think they're going to be able to cover the receivers tightly enough.
Last question, where do you see Drew Brees at this point in his career? Do you see any drop-off, Peter? And he doesn't have Graham there anymore, but what do you see out of Drew Brees for Sunday?
I think, Brad, I think the one little bit of drop-off for him is that I think, especially with an offensive line that is getting him hit quite a bit, I think he really needs help from his receivers and tight ends more than he did early in his career. I still think he's going to be a really productive guy. He might throw for 5,000 yards in that offense. But I'd say that compared to 2 years ago, he's going to make more mistakes, and I think he's going to feel more pressure than he did, say, in 2011 and 12.
Safe travels. Appreciate your time as always, Peter. Thanks.
Thank you, Brad. Take care.
Peter King with us for a couple of minutes. Always good to catch up with Peter. And Peter will be a big part of what we do throughout the NFL season. Peter King on board. Still to come, we're going to talk about a special announcement involving this show and some growth. Growth is always good, and you're going to actually be able to see this show and forms of it in a different space, in a space that I'm pretty darn excited about. That's on the other side. And do I need to rant more about ASU, or have I just, I don't know, I don't want to crush them. It's one game, and they're I don't know, last time I checked, they haven't lost or won a game in the Pac-12 South yet. That's not sugarcoating. It's, you know, so I might go back over there, and much more on the Cardinals. Later this week, Jake Plummer's agreed to be with us for another year, so we'll have Jake with us. Fabiano is with us on the Fantasy Focus. With the NFL season getting started, Peter King, Jake Plummer, Michael Fabiano, and I think you'll be pretty excited about what we're announcing. That's on the other side. I'm Brad Sussmatt. Good Tuesday. Thanks for being with us, and thanks again to Peter King. So Eric and I were talking during the break about Fabiano will be with us probably Wednesdays, Thursdays. His schedule, he's all over the place at the NFL Network, but it'll be year number four of Fabiano. Jake Plummer, this will be year number three of Jake, and Peter is in year number two. So I'm always about trying to grow this company, because I strongly believe and I see the growth that has happened, not just online, not just in the digital world, but through our partnerships. And so I'm going to take a couple minutes here just to fill you guys in on what's going on. This show is going to stay right where it is. We're going to do the same thing every day, but we're adding a new show. Some of you have seen the beta test. We've been doing just trying a little show out here over the last 3 weeks. Some days it's just been dreadful. Wouldn't you agree, Eric? Some days that show's just been an absolute train wreck.
Sure. Oh, yeah. It's trial and error. That's just the way it works in this business.
But, you know, we've seen the vision.
Hopefully more trial than error.
Yeah. But. No, it's fine. It's fine. You got to, in the world of digital, you try some things and you refine some things. And fortunately, for the last 20 some odd years, I've been doing this and been able to make friendships and relationships and long-lasting relationships, and you just start to see the world change differently. Everything is here. It's all here. But there's also this the heartbeat of what we do is sports360az.com. And we partner with the Arizona Republic. We're very proud to partner with the Arizona Republic. AZ Central has been great. They came to us back in November of 2013 and said, we'd like to figure something out with you. But I've always had my eye on the television side, obviously having been at Channel 3 through the years. And I got out of that because it was like making sausage every day. Nobody likes to see how sausage is made, but when you don't have producers and you don't have photographers and you're told, no, the body in the ditch is more important than getting a golf story with Charles Barkley done, then it's time to go. It just is. Life's too short to be frustrated. So we open this, but I've in the back of my mind, I've always felt that the television side here is very important. And I've also very much liked the people over at Fox Sports Arizona through the years. Of course, they have the Diamondbacks, and they have the Suns, and they have the Coyotes, and they have a lot on their plate, and they do a very good job of it. They produce shows day in and day out, and they're always on the run. I felt like that in our state, too, that if all we do is talk NFL football, there's nothing wrong with that. Lots of media outlets are going to do nothing but NFL. They may say they're going to do other stuff, but they don't. At the end of the day, they're chasing clicks, and that's fine. That's their business. My whole thing is I'm all about Arizona, and it doesn't matter if it's a high school kid in Maricopa like we had in that last segment, or at Canyon del Oro, or at Blue Ridge, or at Kingman, or at Yuma, or at Lake Havasu. Doesn't matter. If there's a good story to tell, you know, Eric's back here sick today because he went and told a really good story down in Texas. At least it was good on the outset for Arizona State. And the week before that, he wanted to go to Las Vegas to tell a story about Chandler and Bishop Gorman, which is a great story. Doesn't matter if it's college, high school, or pro. Doesn't matter to me. So I started to have this vision a couple of years ago of what if we took our resources, because we're already doing this every day anyways, whether it's recruiting with Jared Cohen and Jason Jewell, which is very popular, a very popular segment. We have college people on. I don't think there's nearly enough made out of the college football landscape in Arizona as there needs to be or should be. And so we're not afraid to talk college football year-round. We're just not. We're not afraid to do recruiting year-round. We do the recruiting roundup year-round. And we do the NFL. We've been at the Combine the last 4 years. I don't see any TV stations running to the Combine. We don't have the money. Yeah, right. Okay. So that's the excuse I've heard. But Fox Sports Arizona, as I've sat and seen them, they're committed to winning. And when I sat and visited with Brian Hogan, and I sat with their staff and looked at what they were trying to accomplish, I felt like we could bring the two together. So I'm going to show you a little clip of something that we're going to debut starting tomorrow night on Fox Sports Arizona three nights a week. Go ahead and hit it, Jared. So Brad Sussmatz Football AZ, presented by the Arizona Ford dealers. It's going to start tomorrow night. It will be on every Monday night, every Wednesday night, every Thursday night. It will be pro, it will be college, it will be high school, and it will be all Arizona. And it may be Peter King talking about just what he did in the last segment, Cardinals Saints inside and out from Peter King. Give me a better, bigger name than Peter King. It may be on the college front with all the college people that we've had on through the years. It may be, I think tomorrow's show, John Lynch is going to be on, one of the best analysts at Fox on our inaugural show. Jake Plummer every week. Recruiting roundup every week. If you tie together pro, college, and high school football in Arizona, you actually could do a show year-round. There's enough content that's out there, and you tell stories. You don't go get the kid that runs the fastest or the highest and all that stuff. That's low-hanging fruit. That's easy. There's enough people chasing clicks doing that stuff. That's not me. That's not us. So I like to say that in a world of Walmart, which is sports media, we are Whole Foods and Sprouts. We aim much, much higher. We're a premium brand. And so the people at Fox Sports Arizona, Craig Ritchie and Brett Hansen and Andrew Cooey and the people there, we've been able to work in agreement together. And tomorrow night, we will launch this show. This show will air most nights an hour before the play-by-play of the Suns, Diamondbacks, Coyotes. There'll be some times where when it's East Coast, but typically it will air at 6 p.m. When it's not Diamondback season. And I'm very grateful to the people at Fox Sports Arizona for looking at us and saying that our brand is strong enough to be part of their lineup. And I very much look forward to producing a show that they'll look at and say, this is really cool. It's not that hard for us to go do something with U of A. We've been doing it for the last 3 years. U of A is completely underserved in Phoenix. It's really not that hard to do Arizona State. It's not that hard to do Northern Arizona. It's just people don't make the effort to do it. We will drive up there, and we have had content presented to us. I think even Arizona Christian. Arizona Christian has over 80 kids from Maricopa County on their roster. So why shouldn't the 5'11", 210-pound running back be given a little bit of pub if he's got a good backstory to him? Same thing with junior college. Same thing on the high school level. We'll produce stories and put them out on kids when we feel it's appropriate, that you start to follow and you see them through the years grow and grow and grow. So this show is going to have multi-layers. It's not going to be, what do you think of the backup right tackle for the Arizona Cardinals every week? It's just not going to be that. I won't allow it to be that. The Cardinals are very important, just on the same level as Arizona State and U of A and NAU and ACU and the CFP this year with a national title game here. And the Fiesta Bowl's got to be thrown in that mix. And on the high school level and the junior college level and the recruiting level, it's a passionate place for fans. If there's a kid that decides he's going to Michigan State over ASU and U of A, I'm going to ask him, why did he say no to staying at home? That leads us into this last week with Christian Kirk and Kyle Allen. People had said, boy, I'd never heard of these kids before until we saw them on your site. Yeah, you know, we've been doing videos and we had both those kids in studio for 20 minutes back in July. So we have the space to do it. We're not sitting there afraid to try things on the air. And I'm really excited when I sat with Tim Hovick and the Arizona Ford dealers people, and I just laid my vision out about where we've been when we started this to where we are now to where it's going. This isn't about September of 2015. Now, we'll put a good show on the air and people will like it and people will gravitate towards it. And we'll do some different, unique things. Some things we'll try that'll blow up just like we've done here, but not many. We're going to have places where you can be involved in sending your videos. Even though I may rub your feathers the wrong way when I say, I'm not going to say your kid, but most kids aren't going to make it past the high school level. So be realistic. We're going to be interactive with some of our partners. Shamrock Farms is very excited to be involved with this. So this show will start tomorrow night. You'll have a chance to see us do this show every day. And I look forward to growing it and the feedback from it. So far, when I've just bounced it off people and said, hey, what do you think? Doesn't mean we're not going to sit here and still have Pedro. It doesn't mean we're not going to sit here and not have Bill and talk movies. We will do that. It's just a separate show. We'll still do this show every day at 10 a.m. to 11. And then we'll turn around and we'll do a television show. We have the space. People here at Skyview are terrific. So I'm all pumped up, psyched up, geeked up for this. People are like, how can you pull this off? You're pretty busy. You're pretty thin out there. I don't know. Channel 12 formed a partnership with us last week for some content on their website. CW6 wants some content from us on their website. It's pretty easy to deliver really good content, and people are coming to us. This partnership exclusively with Fox Sports Arizona is for a daily TV show that will air 3 times per day. Most nights it'll air at 6 p.m. and then follow the game around 10 p.m. and then air again at 1 a.m., which is for DVR purposes. You have a DVR, you just set it for 1 a.m. People are really busy, so they can't get there. Set your DVR, and away you go. If it's a Diamondback game that's at 6:40, we'll be on at 5:30. If it's a Suns game that's on at 7 o'clock, we'll be on at 6, or the Coyotes. So we'll tell you when the showings are, but for the most part, it'll be 6 p., 10 p., 1 a. And I'm very appreciative and humbled that the people at Fox Sports Arizona would step up and say, let's figure something out here so that you can get your content on the air, the Sports360AZ.com brand, and do the things that you're very passionate about. I mean, I don't just sit here and mail in a show, although Eric thinks that most days. Did I leave anything out?
No, I think you covered.
Did I
covered everything?
Did I say anything I shouldn't have said? Did I crush anybody along the way?
No.
I mean,
it's no different than what you usually do.
No, I know. This show is not going to be, boy, they tried hard. Man, those new uniforms ASU wore, they were really cool looking. Got their, it doesn't matter, they got crushed. I love those new, no, that's not this show. It's never been this show. If the Cardinals lose, they're your Cardinals. If they win, they're mine. That's how it's always been. So, you know, and on the high school level, there's too many good stories out there. They get buried on Sunday night or get buried on Friday nights. Nothing against these people that are doing those shows, but come on, let's do this thing during the week. And I think that there's plenty of interest there. So that's my little deal. That's my little rant. I feel much better now, but I'm excited for that. And the Arizona Ford dealers, it's a terrific right off the bat to have them as a title sponsor, for them to say, we believe in you and what you do and who you are and what you all about, what you stand for. Not just me, but the brand, the Sports 360 AZ brand. That's terrific. On the other side, I'm going to go back to just going off. Now, I'm actually going to calm myself down a little bit because there was a good story I want to get to up north. And then Venus and Serena play tonight, so it's a big day in sports. I'm Brad Sussmat. So I had a lot of questions about the ASU-Texas A&M game, like why didn't we hear from Kyle Allen and Christian Kirk after the game was over? Here's the two kids from Arizona that just destroyed ASU's chances, along with a couple of other guys. But let's be honest here. To see the two top recruits out of the state the last couple of years go out and beat ASU, my phone would not stop on Saturday night as the game progressed. And then the two of them didn't talk afterwards, and that was Kevin Sumlin's decision. You were there. What was that all about?
Well, usually Sumlin has a rule where the freshmen don't speak. So I talked to Christian a little bit on the field, asked him if I could get a couple minutes of his time. He said, I'm not allowed to talk.
Wow.
And then I was hoping when we went in for the post-game press conferences that Coach Sumlin would bring in Kyle, since Kyle is a sophomore and had a good game against his hometown team. But he was not made available either. So
it's kind of silly.
A little bit ridiculous. I mean, I understand on the freshman end. I get that. But why can't you have your starting quarterback, who's really well spoken and very trustworthy, and isn't gonna bury you? Why can't he speak? But again, it's someone's rules. We all play by them, so it's fine.
I was thinking of you when I saw Christian Kirk, more so than even Kyle Allen. When I saw Christian Kirk torch ASU special teams, I'm like, Eric's got to be right there, and there you are shooting it. And what were you thinking as he was going?
I knew that he would do something big. I didn't know if he'd have a punt return for touchdown or a kickoff return for touchdown, but I figured he is going to have a big play, whether it's a 50-yard reception or something. And sure enough, in the second quarter, they punted to him. And, well, when Christian gets the edge and when Christian has a wall, he's really good.
And then Kyle, we saw some video there of Kyle. I thought that that's an interesting dynamic at quarterback down there. If I'm Kyle Allen, I'm not feeling as though by week 6 or week 8 that I'm going to be necessarily on the field. It just felt like Kyler Murray was being put out there to do his thing. It's interesting. It's early September. What's that going to look like by mid-October?
Kyle Allen is a starter for now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's right.
That's pretty much all you can say.
And if you're Arizona State, so fans aren't going to want to hear this, but this is just a fact. That was a blow to them the other night when it comes to in-state recruiting. They're going to get all bent out of shape about it, but it's just a fact. Two local kids to go out and do what they did in the way that they went about it, on the stage that was out there. Every national team that rolls through, every national program that rolls in here looking for kids now is going to say, well, you sure you want to stay here? I mean, there's kids that have gone to other programs and done really well for themselves. You know, those two kids at Texas A&M, don't you think? I mean, I'm pretty darn sure of that.
I'm positive. Totally positive.
So, and if you're Arizona State, you've got to circle the wagons. You've talked about wanting to keep the kids at home. And so if it's Byron Murphy, and I'm going to talk about this stuff on the television show, I'm going to be real about this stuff. if it's the next kid, then if it's the, you know, if it's Ryan Kelly, the quarterback at Basha that everybody in the country is looking at, he's watching that the other night. So it's a blow to U of A too. It really is. To both those programs, if you feel like I've got an in-state kid, well, now you just had two, tear it up. And here's one other story from the weekend. So NAU, little NAU, okay, they deserve just as much attention as everybody else in this state. And they won over at Stephen F. Austin. Eric didn't run down to that game. I was hoping you'd actually go over there. But yeah. Emmanuel Butler out of Mountain Point High School had three touchdowns on the night. He had 216 yards. For a kid from Mountain Point High to have three TDs and 216 yards, he was the co-Big Sky Player of the Week. Well, that's terrific. And they started a true freshman quarterback in Case Cookus. So they've got New Mexico Highlands at home this week. So this is a week where, look, U of A is going to Nevada. I'm not sure about Nevada. ASU's home to Cal Poly. They should beat Cal Poly. And NAU is home to New Mexico Highlands. I would love to see the Lumberjacks continue to play well. That's a good story up there. That's a good story. Sports360AZ.com, that is our site. We partner with the Arizona Republic AZ Central Sports. There's plenty of content right now up on our site, sports360AZ.com. And you can check it out on the college, pro, high school level. We'll have much more on the television show, Brad Sussmatt's Football A to Z, coming up. We'll tell you more about that. That will be on Fox Sports Arizona, premieres tomorrow night. I'm actually going to be on Fox Sports Arizona tonight as part of their Diamondbacks pregame show sometime at 6 o'clock hour. So we'll talk more about that. Stay with us.